Touring Colorado's Collections, Park County Local History Digital Archive. This post was contributed by students from the LIS program at the University of Denver. Published by Marissa Wood on February 23, 2021, Colorado Virtual Library. The Park County Local History Archive represents one of the most valuable rural community archives in Colorado. It is currently located in Fairplay in Park County, although in the past it was housed in other county locations. Park County Local History Archive primarily serves the community of Park County, which is one of Colorado's original 17 territorial counties and is known not only for its stunning beauty, but also for its rich history of mining, railroads, and ranching. The archive is dedicated to the acquisition and preservation of materials documenting the cultural and natural history of Park County. It was established by a group of dedicated volunteers in 2001 and is currently maintained by the Park County Department of Heritage, Tourism, and Community Development. The Park County Local History Archive collects photographs, manuscripts, maps, books, local newspapers, business records, ledgers, oral histories, and a wide range of public records. The archival materials document the region's history and community resilience, illustrating how residents of Park County dealt with the challenges of pioneer and rural life, high elevation climate, and ups and downs of economic booms and downturns. Creation of the Digital Archive. The Park County Department of Heritage, Tourism, and Community Development initiated a collaborative project with the Library and Information Science, LIS, program of the University of Denver to digitize selected materials from the archive. The project has been supported by the University of Denver Public Good Fund. The Community Advisory Board, comprised of the archives, volunteers, and residents of Park County, provided subject expertise and feedback on the project. Digitization of the archive has focused on historical photographs and oral histories. This process required digitizing, minimally processing, and creating metadata records for each. Although this project is not complete, the digital archive, by early 2021, includes over 1,000 photographs and nearly 60 oral histories. This was a collaborative effort requiring the constant support and feedback of the Park County Director of Heritage and Tourism and his team, as well as community members and volunteers who assisted in directing the focus of the project, revising metadata records, and completing some digitization projects as well. The collection also includes examples of digital exhibitions. These exhibitions focus on a specific aspect of Park County history, and their topic areas are suggested by the Archives Community Board. The exhibits were researched, written, and designed by the students of the Digital Libraries course at the University of Denver. The Park County Local History Archive was originally hosted by Omeka.net to support online display, but has since migrated to a CVL Collections instance of Omeka hosted by the Colorado State Library in order to facilitate full participation in the Digital Public Library of America, DPLA, through the Plains to Peaks Collective. The move was prompted by technical limitations of the Omeka.net platform that prevented collection data from being shared in a way that met the specifications of the DPLA and, further downstream, Wikimedia, which has partnered with the DPLA to make digital objects that are free from copyright restrictions available for inclusion in Wikipedia articles. Highlights from the collection. Park County represents an area of Colorado rich with history. Whether your interest is in Colorado's mining, railroad, ranching, or ancient past, Park County has that and more to offer. As a recognized heritage site by the United States government, there are many reasons to take the time to learn about Park County. The Park County Digital Archive seeks to offer a wide audience access to some of this storied past. Through photographs and oral histories collected by the extensive efforts of the archive's volunteers, there is much to experience. Take, for instance, the story of Charlie Dell. In the 1970s, a graduate student named Lori Kennedy conducted an oral history interview with Charlie Dell, a lifelong resident of Park County. Charlie Dell grew up in Park County and after a stint away, chose to return and remain there, living in a humble abode in Guffey, Colorado, until his death in 1983. Through Kennedy's efforts, we get a glimpse into the rural life of a self-described Colorado cowboy. Included in her research documents are beautiful photographs, oral history tapes digitized from the original 1970s-1980s cassette tapes, and her own rich documentation of the interview. Also unique is a recording of Dell playing his banjo. There's even this transcription of song lyrics he wrote that captures the unique spirit of the place from his perspective. I landed in old Guffey, a cowboy for to be. Little dreamin' of a place that it would be, I worked from early morning, I worked till set of sun, in the God-forsaken place that God forgot, in this part of Colorado. It might seem all right to some, but I always think their minds have went astray, for some day there'll be an angel with a little bunch of keys who will move old Guffey from the USA. Now that silver snow is falling, and that zero weather's here, and those hungry coyotes howl in my backyard. The inclusion of Charlie Dell in the Park County Local History Archive provides a unique and personal glimpse into Park County. There's plenty more to discover, including historic photographs from Como, a historic railroad depot, and the famous Fairplay Courthouse, which until recently also housed the physical archive. Many of the photographs are offered context through the oral histories, most of which are of longtime residents who relayed their time growing up in Park County, capturing the specific hardships offered by the extreme weather, unique historical events, and how they passed the time. If you would like to learn more about sharing your organization's historical collections through CVL Collections, please contact Marissa Wood, Collaborative Programming Coordinator, Colorado State Library. mwood@coloradovirtuallibrary.org.